So walk up these radical steps here. One, two.
You're in high school.
Now stop right here.
Could be any high school. Could be your own high school. The halls are empty, and you're alone. Except for the voices in your head.
Hey, man, how's it going? I'm John Sims. We're going to surf the entire coastline from one end of Tam to the other. All right, ready? Steady? Go! Okay, now let's not run. Right? Let's take a nice, casual pace up this hill, all right? Now, first thing that you should notice is, like, what's underneath your feet.
You're listening to High School, the first Sony Walkman play. The set is a real high school, Tamalpais High in Mill Valley, California. On the ground is a white dotted line. You're wearing a Walkman, and in your headphones, a 1980 Tamalpais graduate directs you through the course.
Yeah, that big pile of dirt right there? You know what it's for? I don't know either. Let's keep going. Go. All right, now this is the big corner, all right? I know you're going to handle it just like take a nice sweeping left turn up this hillside and straight down the pathway.
Stereo Walkmans are incredible.
Chris Hardman is director of Antenna Theater, the California group that produces Walkman plays. Hardman had been looking for ways to involve audiences more. With Walkmans, he's discovered a twist.
You become the character physically. In a sense, it's a little bit closer to going to a dance and dancing. It requires physical and mental agility of the person doing it. It also is, in a sense, the first hologramic film, in the sense that you walk into the show that you are in. And the theater has never gotten this close to doing that, and it's tried many times with environmental shows that have the actors surrounding you on all sides or walking down the aisle.
See that tree right there? Okay, it's dead ahead. You can't miss. It's a nice, big old tree. Well, my friend Danny Kovacs climbed up into that tree, right? And he's like a theatrical faller, right? So he falls downstairs just for fun, you know? The dude has a great time falling. So he climbed about 20 feet into that tree, and it was during lunchtime, right? And then all of a sudden, there's, boom! That's radical. Come on, let's go.
People travel through the high school individually at three-minute intervals, not your typical audience.
They're not an audience, they're an audience. And that being by themselves and listening to voices talk in their own ears is quite an experience, especially at night. When you're walking through an empty high school and through empty corridors of lockers and rooms.
And the bell rings. All the conditioned children know that it's time for reward, time for lunch. And the seat pours out of that front door, down the front stairs, out across the street, and over to Safeway, where they're rewarded with food. Isn't that nice?
Stereo Walkman kind of distance you, such as if you wear a Walkman and it's raining, you won't get wet, and if you wear it in the cold, you won't be cold. It has this incredible effect of making you think that you're in a movie and that you're watching it, because your eyes and your ears have been separated, so you don't get the full impact of wherever you are. I have a feeling that stories of insanity and psychopathic actions will read well in a Walkman format, because here you are alone listening to a voice that is literally inside your head.
Oh, I know where we'll go. Let's go to the bathroom, man. Now that's a trippy spot. Now walk down these stairs right here, right? Right? Now first thing you see when you come here, it's like you see it says men, right? You figure the men's bathroom? No, man, it's just for boys. That's the only thing that goes around here. So you walk in, and you see this mirror, right? So look at yourself in the mirror, right? Take a nice look. You're warping out. You're not on drugs. It's a metal mirror. They make it metal so that nobody can break it. See this? All right, so come on in here, into the boys' bathroom. And what I want you to do is, like, just sit down over here next to the sink, turn on the water a little bit. Okay, now I'm going to talk to you for a second, all right? Graduation. Graduation is really beautiful, you know? It's like you wait 4 years to graduate, and it doesn't even seem that great because you don't even know what you're doing. But you know what? Your mom does. Your mom is perfectly straight, and she's out there, man, and she's got her Minolta and her Nichromat. She's got all these lenses, and dad's all nervous and everything, you know? And it's a great moment. The energy and tension that's in there. All right, now let's start walking down the stairs, right? Now go to the stairs to the right, all right? Well, I'll keep talking to you, you know? Okay, so like you can see it, right? Mom and dad, and they're out there. And the whole place is full of mom and dads, man. Everybody's got their moms and dads, and some of them got their uncles and aunts from New York and weird places like that, you know? And the kids got all this free money from graduating and stuff. And man, I tell you, after you graduate, right? After they give you that diploma, everybody graduates, they sing a little song or something that's okay, file out.
High School was performed in the summers of 1981 and 82. Chris Hardman expects his new Walkman play, Artery, to be performed in New York sometime in 1983. This program was produced at Western Public Radio's National Radio Training Project. With my Walkman, I'm Brian Blum.